It's become an all too common scene. Haitian refugees detained in the Dominican Republic. We met them in this military base in Dajabón, right at the border. They're being sent back to Haiti, even those who say they've built new lives here.
My husband works in a construction site, and I was cooking at home when the police arrived. They wouldn't let me get my baby's clothes. I left all my money at home, and I have nothing here.
Security forces here are telling us that most of these people were detained trying to enter the country legally, but some of these women are telling me that they have homes here and that their children were born in the Dominican Republic.
Mirlanda Pieris with her 8-year-old son. She shows us his birth certificate that proves he was born in the Dominican Republic.
My son has a birth certificate. He was born here. They cannot send him back to Haiti.
The UN has called on the Dominican Republic to hold deportations. Haiti is in the midst of a political crisis that has gangs controlling large parts of the country. Thousands are fleeing. Lack of available healthcare services in Haiti have forced pregnant women to cross the border to deliver their children. But many are not allowed inside Dominican hospitals, and some have had their children on the street. Human rights activists say they're alarmed about what they call our President Luis Abinader's persecution of Haitians in his country.
There are massive deportations, and the cases are not individual. There's no due process. There's children with papers, others with just visas. It's just massive and a scandal. Even pregnant women being sent back to Haiti, and the law says that shouldn't be done.
The Dominican Republic is building a wall to protect its borders from smugglers, but also illegal migrants. Rubens Hillier says his country is poor and cannot allow everyone in.
The only mechanism the Dominican Republic has is to show that it will not tolerate migrant irregularity or the deportations, and this is what we are doing. This has nothing to do with ethnical reasons or racism. That's another problem. If the state stops all deportations, we do not know what could happen here.
Haiti is facing its worst crisis in years. Human rights groups say its people are being discriminated against across the region. And they're asking the Dominican Republic, among other governments, for empathy for those who are trying to escape hunger, violence, and have no place to go.
Do you know where they're taking you?
Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Dajabón, on the Haitian border.